maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hindi nakita ng maraming maliliit na negosyo ang positibo sa bagong budget ng pamahalaan. Habang tinawag ng industriya ng bangko ang bagong buwis sa kanilang hanay bilang isang diretsyong pagsalakay sa hanap buhay at paglago ng ekonomiya. Narito ang ulat ni Ricardo Goncalves na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Noong nakaraang taon, ang malalaking bangko ng Australia ay kumita ng 30 bilyong dolyar at ngayon, karamihan sa kita ay mapupunta lamang sa pamahalaan. Si Anna Bly, ang CEO ng Australian Bankers Association, ay hindi masaya sa nangyayari.
This is a simple smash and grab for money to fill a budget hole, and they are taking it from a sector of the economy that they believe is an easy political target. When banks become a political football, and governments start to play politics with them, we start to get into reckless territory.
Ang tinatawag na Big Four na binubuo ng ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, NAB at Westpac, at pati na rin ang Macquarie, ay kailangan magbayad ng 0.06% buwis sa iba't ibang pagpapahiram na pagkakakitaan ng pamahalaan ng 6.2 bilyong dolyar sa loob ng 4 na taon. Sinabi ng CMC Market Analyst na si Rick Spooner, ito ay makakaapekto sa kanilang mga pagkakakitaan.
It's going to depend to some extent on how they can change their sources of borrowing around and how much they can pass on to customers. But broadly speaking, estimates are that I think it could result in somewhere between a 1 and 4% per annum reduction in bank profits.
Subalit, huwag mong asahan ang mga bangko na umaharap na sa maraming mahigpit na hakbang ng regulasyon na pabayaan lamang ang sitwasyon at hindi kumilos. Sinabi ni Anna Bly ng Bankers Association, walang negosyo ang makaka-absorb ng buwis.
The Treasurer is prosecuting a view out there that somehow this can be absorbed by banks. No organization absorbs a tax. A tax has to be paid. And it can only come from one of three places. It either comes from savers or from borrowers or it comes from shareholders.
Sinabi ni Stephen Walters, punong ekonomista ng Australian Institute of Company Directors, ang mga customer ay maaaring maapektuhan din.
It's clearly an opportunity to raise some revenue from what's considered to be a fairly unpopular sector of business, and a very profitable one. So the government's taken advantage of that by imposing a new levy, and clearly the banks are pretty unhappy about that. It seems they didn't see this coming, but from my understanding is that they'll be passing that on to customers, whether that's through fees or in higher interest rates.
Sinabi ni Alan McKeown, CEO ng Prosperity Advisors, ang mas mataas na antas ng interes ay malamang na ipapatong sa mga maliliit na negosyo na magbabayad din ng buwis sa mga banyagang manggagawa.
So the tax on the banks, as we'll see, will be passed on to the small business sector, unfortunately, in higher bank charges and interest rate margins. And similarly, with the foreign workers imposition, we see the same way. It's another tax on that area. Look, I don't think it'll be a disincentive. It'll be painful, but it'll be absorbed.
Hindi nakikita ng iba ang positibo sa budget, tulad ni Hans Christian Behrens na may-ari ng Little Flowers, isang flower delivery business sa Sydney.
They've put a lot of words and facts and figures on a page, but it seems like it's the same as it was last year. Like there's nothing that really we can sink our teeth into, nothing that sticks a rocket up small business.
Ang mga maliliit at katamtamang laking negosyo na may taunang benta ng 10 milyong dolyar ay bibigyan ng karagdagang 12 buwan na pagsasamantalahan ang 20,000 dolyar na kaagarang asset tax write-off. Subalit para sa ibang maliliit na negosyo tulad ni Behrens, hindi ito sapat.
For our business, for Little Flowers, 20 grand for a brand new asset is simply not enough. We need new vans. We need new refrigeration. We don't need heaps of computers.
Sinabi ng CEO ng Prosperity Advisors, Alan McKeown, ang mga issue sa dali ng cash ay hindi tinugunan.
There was some indication that there might be some support to put some regulations around payment terms for larger corporations and indeed government departments themselves. They were completely absent from this budget.
Kayo ay ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.